Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting third. The DH, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Luis Leal. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Gulliver reaches second base with a double. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulliver moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gulliver tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crowley moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nolan moves to second. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gulliver takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gulliver moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woods for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to Palmer covering. Safe. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer fires to first and picks off Mosby. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nolan strikes out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eorg strikes out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullinix hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gulliver hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 2 in the game. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mosby moves to second. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eorg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nolan for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mosby. Sakata reaches second base with a double. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbry for the out. Sakata moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gulliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a fly ball towards right. Powell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Powell. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rich Dower now playing third base. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mosby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bumbry. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Barry Bonnell pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rance Mullinix now playing shortstop. Barry Bonnell now playing third base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 3 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Nolan hits a pop-up towards short. Mullenix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenz Akata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ripken. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Ripken steals second. Lenz Akata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sakata is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rans Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullenix hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.